it was a good thing to have big families those days, because particularly if you're farming, because there was so much handwork, and all the children were always sort of brought in to help out as much as possible, as well as uncles and aunts who used to come fruit picking and that sort of thing. Harvest time, of course, was the most important of the year, and there was always a lot of work to do. But it really started in the springtime with them hoeing and weeding and so on. And even the children had quite a hard task in the early spring, a bit later than that, in sort of June and July, whilst we were still at school. The whole family, as soon as they were old enough, almost as soon as they could walk, took it in turns on a rota to go and scare the birds off the cherries. The only reward for that is you could eat as many cherries as you could manage to, of course. But we were hauled out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning in turn every day of the week, whilst the cherries were still on the trees and liable to be eaten by the birds. And we just had to go there until 8 o'clock, when the first people turned up to start picking, and then the responsibility was changed. We went back home, had our breakfast, and went to school, and that was a regular thing for 2 or 3 weeks while the cherries were vulnerable to being eaten by birds. And there were lots of birds, believe you me. Then you would think we've got quite a nice lot around here at times, but there were all sorts of birds. We got all sorts of different devices and ways of keeping the birds off, and with the old clappers, like the fair people used to have. There are all sorts of homemade devices for making noises, plus a muzzle loader gun. We used to go to Royston to what used to be Horsin Kestrels on Market Hill, and you could walk in there, I could when I was about 12 or 14 years old, and buy a pound of gunpowder in a box, cardboard box. We used to take that. This is not necessarily during cherry time. We used to have all sorts of larks.
That was only two bob a pound as well.
Well, that's right.
10 pence in today's money.
We used to sell splitting firewood and that sort of thing, and blowing things up, including ourselves nearly, on one or two occasions. But I would like to try to go ride up the village on my bike with my 12 bores strapped to the crossbar. I don't think I'd get very far before there was a police helicopter or something. But it was common. They used a couple of rabbits hanging on the handlebars, and people were very pleased to have one. Yeah.